Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
First at 4:30, millions of people will be returning home today following their Labor Day trips to mark the unofficial end of summer. We're live from RDU International Airport to help you navigate amid this record travel season.
Go ahead and put those water bottles in the freezer for this afternoon. This Labor Day will be hot with highs in the mid-90s. Coming up, I'll show you how our numbers will feel.
And a firefighter is hurt while responding to a house fire over in Durham. What we're learning about their condition this morning and a look at the damage left to that house. Well, thank you so much for joining us this holiday Monday morning. I'm Keely Arthur in for Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. It is great to have you along as we get our work week started here when a lot of folks are wrapping up vacations and having a holiday. Peter Sherwood in the WRAL Severe Weather Center is Elizabeth Gardner right now. It's going to be hot today.
The heat is on. As we take a live look at Durham this morning, we have mostly clear conditions at this hour. It's currently 71 degrees, and the dew points are in the upper 60s. So compared to yesterday morning, we were in the nice category. Now we're in the muggy category, and it's going to be sticky throughout the afternoon. Currently 71 degrees in Raleigh, 71 in Southern Pines. We're seeing 69 for Rocky Mount. And as we head into the afternoon, this is what you'll have to deal with, getting to a feels-like temperature of 91 degrees by 12 o'clock. The cookout starting at 2 o'clock, 93, feeling like 99. We will make it to 96 in the triangle with a feels-like temperature of 100 degrees. We are tracking some record highs to move in for this week. Coming up, I will break down the days we could potentially see those hot highs shatter records.
We'll give you a live look right now. Carolina Beach, take you to the coast right here. Folks will be enjoying the last bit of summer on this Labor Day. Today also marks a busy travel day for millions across North Carolina and the nation. A record travel season is wrapping up. High gasoline prices as well as expensive airfares haven't stopped people from taking trips. Travel is back at a pace even higher than before the pandemic. WRAL's Laura Levine is live at RDU this morning. Laura, Labor Day weekend winds down. The airport is expected to be a record setter here.
Hey, Jeff, good morning. Yes, speaking with people who have early morning flights here at RDU, some people are just actually leaving to begin their Labor Day celebrations, and other people are heading back home. We are seeing things running pretty smoothly here with only a handful of delays. As we know, Labor Day marks the unofficial end of summer, and that can also be said for the end of the peak summer travel season. The TSA says after this holiday weekend, this summer will set an air travel record when more than 227 million people screened at the airports since Memorial Day. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says flight cancellations are going down, but the latest numbers from FlightAware show it is delays that have increased. This summer, more than 25% of flights arrived late by an average of 57 minutes. And back here live at RDU, again, we're not seeing long lines or anything like that at security checkpoint, but as the day progresses, that's when we will begin to see that traffic pick up. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live at RDU.
And we checked this morning, got new numbers from AAA for those of you hitting the roads. As you return today, you'll notice the average price for gasoline in North Carolina is $3.51. Last Labor Day, prices were $3.50. Today's national average is $3.81. And you can always find the lowest gasoline prices in your area by using the WRAL Fuel Tracker. Just search fuel on WRAL.com or on the WRAL app.
Well, we have new details this morning about a house fire that left one firefighter hurt. It happened last night in Durham on Fayetteville Street near Linwood Avenue. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker was on the scene just after 9 p.m., and you can see the home was seriously damaged. We're told the two-story home is being renovated. Thankfully, no one was inside. The firefighter had minor injuries, was treated on the scene. No word yet on what caused that fire.
And we're working to learn more this morning about a crash in Zebulon. It happened before 9:30 last night on NC 96 near Tuckerdale Trail. Two cars were badly damaged there. The road was closed for about 2 hours. We're working to learn how that crash happened and whether anyone was hurt.
The people who searched for this woman, Alicia Watts, for weeks are now saying goodbye. Friends, family, and coworkers gathered yesterday in Moore County for a celebration of life. Watts' body was found August 24th in Montgomery County. She was last seen alive July 16th when she and her boyfriend James Dunmore traveled to Charlotte. Dunmore is now charged with her murder. Loved ones at Sunday service wore Watts' favorite color and remembered the happier parts of her life.
I've never seen this many people at a funeral in all of my life, and I'm 78 years old. She was just so fun and loving and kind to be around.
Watts was buried at Hope Cemetery.
We have an update about a woman whose body was found in Jordan Lake last week. The Chatham County Sheriff's Office tells us several families have come forward saying they believe they know who she is, and they do suspect foul play. Saturday, the sheriff's office released this image of the woman, described as being Hispanic, Latin American, or Middle Eastern heritage. The PIO tells us that they are still waiting on a positive ID, and they're still seeking the public's help. A boater discovered the woman's body Tuesday afternoon near the Farrington Point boat ramp. She was wearing blue jeans, a gray shirt, and a pearl necklace. They are working with the medical examiner to identify her and to determine the cause of death.
Goldsboro police are investigating a shooting that left a woman and two children hurt. Investigators say it happened shortly after 8 o'clock Saturday night on Day Circle. The 12-year-old had multiple gunshot wounds. The hospital hasn't released her condition, but says she's stable. Officers say 34-year-old Sadel Horton was shot, but has been released from the hospital. We're told the 13-year-old arrived at the hospital in a personal vehicle. She, too, was released after treatment. No word yet on what led to that shooting.
The Coast Guard suspended its search for a man who disappeared in Kill Devil Hills. Searchers say 47-year-old Scott Johnson told family members he was planning to make repairs to his boat. Authorities found his car and trailer in Pirates Cove Marina. But Johnson, his dog Baxter, and his boat were nowhere to be found. Dare County authorities say Johnson was last seen by a neighbor on August 22nd. Crews searched with helicopters and boats covering more than 1,000 square miles.
Today, we could learn more about the way the newest COVID-19 variant spreads. Medical officers are expected to release its new findings from lab tests. Scientists around the world are tracking the BA.2.86 variant. Early reports indicate it may be less contagious than other variants. Vaccinated Americans should have some protection against it. Now, this variant first appeared in late July. Initially, researchers worried it could be as powerful as the Omicron variant. However, that does not seem to be the case right now.
Durham's newest high school is ready for classes to begin this week. Northern High School finally got its occupancy permit. The main school will open for students and teachers tomorrow. The auditorium and athletic fields are still off limits, though. They're under inspection and waiting on permits. The new Northern High School was slated to open when school started, but was hit with delays from the storm that knocked out power in Durham last month.
And new this morning, the four crew members of SpaceX Dragon capsule are back on Earth. They splashed down on the coast of Jacksonville, Florida, just after midnight. They left the International Space Station on Sunday after a six-month mission. And during their time in space, they oversaw more than 200 science and tech projects.
Tens of thousands of people remain trapped this morning as Burning Man Festival nears an end today. What we know about the conditions people there are dealing with amid the rainy and muddy venue.
Plus, kid curfew, the plan one local city is considering this week in an effort to crack down on juvenile crime. And you're taking a live look outside of the DBAP. Meteorologist Peter Sherwood is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center tracking conditions as you enjoy your Labor Day.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
Welcome back, everyone. As we check out our muggy meter this morning, take a look at our dew points in the upper 60s. We're in the steamy category to get the day started. And as we head into the afternoon, we are going to see the humidity continue to increase. And that's really going to play on those feels like temperatures. It's 71 degrees right now in the Triangle in Fayetteville, Southern Pines, and 68 for South Hill. This afternoon is going to be a great day to perhaps hang out by the pool. Look at our temperatures. We're going to make it to 79. By 10 o'clock, 90 degrees by 1 o'clock, 96 for the afternoon high. And take a look at the numbers. Once you factor in the humidity, we're going to have about a couple of hours with those feels like temperatures in the mid to upper 90s, even the triple digits.
Thank you, PETA. Fayetteville city leaders will consider a curfew for minors at a work session tomorrow. Council members say the youth protection ordinance is aimed at reducing juvenile crime rates. Police Chief Ken Braden suggests the curfew is in response to growing concerns over youth gun violence in the city. Braden says several recent shootings included minors both as suspects or victims. The ordinance states that anyone under age 18 will be banned from public spaces from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. on weekends and from midnight to 5 a.m. on weekdays. The work session will begin at 5 p.m. tomorrow evening.
Also, Keely, at that same work session, city leaders will also get an update on the issue of homeless encampments. Fayetteville has been shutting down what it calls high-risk encampments, removing tents in parts of the city. There will be a report on the program to improve conditions at existing encampments and connect people who live there with support services.
Thousands are stranded stuck at the muddy, mucky Burning Man Festival, and now authorities are investigating a death. The flooding in Nevada is keeping the 70,000 attendees stranded in Black Rock City. Attendees of the Countercultural Music and Arts Festival were first told to shelter in place at the muddy campground and conserve food and water Friday. Some say they are considering an attempt to leave the city despite event gates remaining closed. One attendee described that experience.
Getting around, like just walking to your tent in the mud, is impossible. You know, everybody's putting garbage bags over their shoes or their boots, or they're going barefoot because the mud, you just sink down into the mud. It's a quagmire. It's debilitating.
Other than emergency services, no vehicles are allowed in or out. Authorities have not said the cause of the death of the person.
Check your fridge. There's a meat recall you need to know about. The USDA says you should throw out these Hillshire Farm smoked sausages. They say the meat could contain bone fragments. At least one person reported hurting their mouth after eating one of the sausages. The sausages were sold in stores in our state as well as others. The recalled sausages have a use-by date of November 11th. If you have them, throw them out. And if you have some errands to run today, most stores will still be open. Major retailers like Walmart and Target, as well as drugstores like CVS and Walgreens, are open. Some may have reduced hours, so it's worth calling ahead before you head out. Banks and post offices are closed, and also worth noting, Costco will be closed as well.
2-1, ignition, engine full power. And liftoff of Boeing
612. Go Falcons. All new this morning, another round of Starlink satellites have been launched into orbit. SpaceX sent 21 of them atop a Falcon 9 rocket late Sunday night. They launched from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. This is SpaceX's 62nd orbital mission so far this year. It sets a new record for most flights in 1 year.
Good morning. Ken Smith here at the WRA Live Center. Tributes continue to pour in for Jimmy Buffett after he passed away last Friday. But this was the scene over the weekend in Key West, Florida. Thousands lined Duval Street to bid farewell to beloved Jimmy Buffett. The Margaritaville singer died last Friday. The marchers sang some of Buffett's best-known hits. Buffett was known for some as the pirate laureate of the Florida Keys, who perfected that laid-back beach bum sound. He was 76 years old. According to a statement released by his family, Buffett died from an aggressive form of skin cancer.
First week of college football season wraps up tonight in Durham, with Duke looking to pull a big upset. Blue Devils host ninth-ranked Clemson, and Duke has not beaten a top-10 team since 1989. Guess who they upset at home that year? Clemson. Yeah, Coach Mike Elko says if the Blue Devils are going to make history repeat itself, they'll need to play with discipline, including limiting penalties and turnovers.
If we can do those things and not make some of those first game mistakes, then in an opener, you feel like you've given yourself a chance, no matter who you're playing.
Kickoff for tonight's game at Wallace Wade Stadium is 8 o'clock. And better than a noon or 3 o'clock game for certain, PETA, because it's going to be hot this afternoon.
Look at these temperatures that we're going to experience for today. 96 for the high temperature in Raleigh, 95 in Durham, and 96 degrees out there in Fayetteville. It is going to be a hot one with a ton of sunshine for us here locally. But I want to show you what to expect if you're traveling today. Maybe you're going to take a day trip to Wilmington. 92 will be the high temperature there, 87 at Moorhead, and 96 degrees at Rocky Mount today. In Charlotte, temperatures expected in the 90s. We are going to continue to get our hot temperatures to build, so much so we could potentially see some record highs as we head into tomorrow. And this is all going to happen ahead of our next cold front that will bring the rain into the end of the weekend. Look at those temperatures. This is a good indication that numbers are expected to be above normal for this time of the year. So here's what I'm talking about. 98 for tomorrow, feeling that record high is around 97 degrees, so we can shatter that. And then 99 for Wednesday with that record high of 104. And while we won't make it to 104 degrees on Wednesday, it is certainly going to feel like it, with feels like temperatures ranging in the triple digits over the next 3 days. We do have a front that's going to move in. That's going to increase cloud cover, and that's going to limit our feels like temperatures, getting to a feels like number of 99 by Thursday afternoon. It is still going to be hot. Looking ahead into the middle of September, and we are still likely to see above normal warmth stay with us. I know a lot of you guys are praying for some fall temperatures, but we have to wait a little while before we actually see those cool, crisp mornings and afternoons move in. Currently 71 degrees outside as we take a live look at downtown Raleigh from Dix Park. It's warm for this morning, and this afternoon will be hot, especially if you're grilling out or you have a cookout planned. 86 degrees by 12 o'clock, 96 for the high. And look at the sunshine. That is going to stay with us. Evening temperatures likely to range in the lower 90s as well as the 80s. As we check out our 7-day forecast, notice we're dry for the first half of our 7-day forecast. Once we get a front to move into our vicinity, we are going to get clouds to increase. Rain chances up to a 20% chance on Thursday, increasing a little bit higher than that, a 30 and a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms by Friday. And that is going to stay with us into the weekend with temperatures cooling off ever so slightly, but we'll take it, 88 degrees by Saturday.
We will take it. Thank you, PETA. Coming up, a 19-year-old advances to the U.S. Open quarterfinals for the second straight year. How Coco Gauff is now being compared to Serena Williams, and what's to come for the next round.
Plus, an update to Bob the Traveling Cat's journey from Kansas to North Carolina. Hear from a vet who reached out to Bob's owner, who hadn't seen him in 10 years, and why she was so stunned. .453 is the time right now. You should take a live look at downtown Raleigh there. It's going to be hot today. Be careful on this Labor Day Monday as you get outside. Temps in the mid-90s, actual temperature. It feels like it'd be even higher. Coco Gauff makes history, becoming the first American female teen to make back-to-back U.S. Open quarterfinals since Serena Williams. 19-year-old beat Caroline Wozniacki in three sets yesterday to reach the quarterfinals for the second straight year. She'll face Latvian Jelena Ostapenko in the round of eight tomorrow. Ostapenko upset top-ranked defending champion Iga Swiatek last night.
Some very good news this morning. Flying in the next couple of months will be a lot more affordable. That's according to the travel app Hopper. The average domestic airfare in the fall is down 29% from the peak of summer travel. That's also down 9% from last fall. International fares are dropping too. Average fares to Europe in the fall are down 31% from summers. That translates to about $330 per ticket.
All right, I want to show you Bob the Cat. He disappeared from his Wichita, Kansas home 10 years ago, but then was found on a porch in Fuquay Varina last month. We first told you about Bob last week, and now we are hearing from the vets who were able to track down Bob's owner. The man who lives in Fuquay fed Bob and took him to Five Points Animal Hospital to get checked out, where veterinarian Kevin Wilson and hospital manager Scott Wilson were able to track down the owner thanks to Bob's microchip.
She was actually stunned in the very beginning. And the irony of this is she named the cat after her dad, Bob. And it was his, it would have been his 94th birthday on the day we emailed her.
Well, what has Bob been up to for the past 10 years? Really, only he knows. Five Point Animal Hospital is working to update his vaccines and get him a health certificate so he can travel back to his owner. And we promise to stay on top of this story and show you that reunion when it happens.
I feel like stories like this always give families who have lost pets a lot of hope.
I would totally agree with you when they have happy endings. You know, I don't know, after 10 years, I think I would have lost hope there.
Yes, Bob is back.
Good for Bob.
We are a week away from learning who is the million-dollar winner of America Ninja Warrior. The final 24 competitors go head-to-head tonight for the chance to move one step closer. Stage two of the finals gets started tonight at 8 right here on WRAL.
Today's the unofficial end of a record summer travel season. We have crews covering the air and the roads, so you know the best times to travel and the prices you'll be seeing out there at the pumps.
Plus, we're learning more about how the contagious new COVID variant is, what scientists have found out about who is protected, and what we're expecting to learn today.
And an update in Alec Murdaugh's murder case, why the convicted killer's attorneys think they have a case for a new trial.